Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a football Thursday, only a couple days away from the Commanders, desperate for a win, hosting the Tennessee Titans. There's football on tonight, Colts-Broncos, which honestly sounds just like a snoozer of a game. That doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it because I'm a football addict.
It's going to be so much fun from the sports book.
Yeah, I mean, what helps – hold on. Now, you're playing golf at noon your time. That game will come on at 5 your time?
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll probably watch the second half.
No, I mean, at Bally High, they have a nice little area where you can watch games, too. So I might be watching it there. You never know.
I'm sure they do. Right now, though, time to get to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. We welcome in Mr. Blaine Bishop, played in the NFL for 10 years, on most of them with the Titans, and a year that the poor guy was spent in Philadelphia with Brian Mitchell. Blaine, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Blaine's older than me. What's up, brother?
What's going on, B. Mitch, man? I appreciate you having me on, man. It's always fun to chop it up with you, man. Yeah, yeah. My lonely, and it probably is the other way around. Philly was probably mad that they had me on the team, but
I doubt that,
man. Yeah,
they're a little crazy up there. You know that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, cool, right, man.
Blaine's a four-time Pro Bowler in his career, and you were on that Super Bowl team with the Titans that came up about what it ended up being, about a yard short against the Rams. Blaine,
about
we want
foot.
To talk about this week – a foot, yeah.
Yeah.
This weekend's matchup between the Titans and the Commanders. Yeah. Just, you know, I know a lot of retired players think the game has changed in a lot of ways, but I'd argue the way the Titans play, which is a really – physical defense and a pound the ball running mentality is not that different than the way football has been over the years.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with that. You know, and that's Vrabel's identity of the team. And he wants to be a physical, you know, zone read, run the football. When you have a talent like Derrick Henry, we call him the king. You know, you got to utilize that at the utmost. Now, sometimes that could put you at a detriment because if you get behind a lot, then you got to play catch up. But even when that's happened, he still seems to continue to run the football, and it gets him back into the game because, you know, Henry's kind of a home run hitter with his speed, with his size. So, yeah, he's definitely old school type of philosophy, and it's worked thus far. Him as a head coach, you know, in this short, I think he's going on his fifth year, being coach of the year last year with all the injuries. So, yeah, it's worked to his uh-oh.
You got a big dog, huh?
But no, I got a little
Amazon
bitty dog,
came.
Man. But somebody rang the doorbell, and he don't bark at all.
You look at that team, though, the way that they're set up, they run the ball effectively, and they can battle people. But the days when they can't get the ball running, is Tannehill a good enough quarterback to get you past the game like that?
Yeah, now I think that's the main issue with the Titans, and something that I've kind of harped on, that we can't always lean on the run game because when you get in the playoffs, every team is good and they're going to corral Derrick Henry, and you have to rely then on your quarterback. And I think that's the only question Tannehill has to prove, and he hasn't done it really to this point in the playoffs. And so and when we get in the tough games in the regular season, you get to see if they lean on him. And to me, you know, B-Mitch, you could talk about it a little bit better than me, being a former quarterback too at some point, is that you got to put him in those situations in the regular season. And once as an athlete you've done it and you've had success, then you know you can do it in the playoffs in the big moments. At least you hope so, because you've seen yourself do it over and over again. So I think that's the only issue with Tannehill. I know a lot of fans, you know, they don't want him. He had some bad throws in the playoffs last year, which I thought they missed their opportunity to really have a real shot of going to the Super Bowl. But, yeah, I think that's really – he's mobile. He can maneuver in the pocket. He throws a great deep ball, very accurate through tight windows. I think that's the only exception, is that, you know, that's what has put him on that same plane with those guys in that, you know, let's say, you know, the top 15 guys, is that in this league, is that he hasn't done it in the big moments. Mm.
Talking with four-time Pro Bowl safety Blaine Bishop, played most of his career with the Tennessee Titans. So
don't forget the one you played with Landfield's great team.
Oh, yeah, Andy Reid, yeah. Hey, man, we had a great team, man. I really enjoyed myself there, too, by the way. Elite players. Man, it was awesome.
Yeah, but like, the year you played with but, like, Andy Reid, we watched him, okay? Mm-hmm. This is one thing that I try to tell people, Blaine. Football today has gotten slower in practice and softer. Mm-hmm. Andy, we didn't wear a lot of pads. But we wish we had on pads, because he ran the hell out of us.
Yes,
but
he did.
Like, when you look at the game today, like, I look at the game, and people think I want people to get tackled 24-7. No. I want you to move like you're going to play the game. And if you're walking through, you're going to get in the game. If you go full speed, you're going to get hurt. And I think that's a big problem that the league is dealing with today. You and I talked the other day, and we talked about when the first four games start, a lot of people get hurt.
Uh-huh.
You know, so what could they do to change it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they – well, you know, first of all, it starts with, you know, the guys are bigger, stronger, faster today. Let's go there.
They're away from,
you know, the facility as much as we were, because we had mini camps and all those things, and having contact even during those times to a certain extent. But I don't know if you can really do anything now to change the rules. I think it's going to take upon the individuals as individuals and leaders of their teams to make sure that they're preparing themselves for contact. And when I say that, I'm being a defensive back. I'm going to say, okay, they go, you know, just tag them up now. That's all they're doing, is tagging them up. Well, we had tag up times too. But guess what? I want you to get down in a position as though you were going, I call it uncoil, get your feet ready. You got to have a wide base now, wider base than tagging somebody up. Your feet can be tight when you tag somebody up. And as though thud them up, and then don't just throw a form. I want to see your arms wrap around him, and I want to see him stop for a second, and then regather yourself, and then he keeps on running. And to me, if you start these little small habits, I think it's the only way that you can, you know, do a better job. I don't think it's going to stop. I just think you won't have as much injury, especially if you are a physical team. If you are a run-dominant team, even your old linemen, they need to get used to that pounding over and over and running, and then enjoying, you know, pounding on people all the time. The Titans have issues there, the offensive line, no different than you guys. So, yeah, I think it goes all across the board. You have to do contact to be good at having contact and get your body used to it.
Get used
to it. It's interesting,
right.
Especially in the secondary. Don't rap at all anymore. You know, there are still big hits, but very rarely rapping.
Yeah. It's fascinating. I laugh when I watch the games now, because I go, dang, man, why did he think he was just going to hit him with his form and he was going to go down? He may have lost where he was, but he's not going down.
Right.
He just spun out of it and kept going.
Right. Wow. Four-time Pro Bowl safety Blaine Bishop joins us to talk about the Tennessee Titans. Blaine, how much do the Titans miss A.J. Brown?
Now, that is no one has ever asked me that. And look here, AJ Brown was a number one guy, a really good player and dude. I think he had some injury problems there the last couple years. He missed like 3 or 4 games each year the last 2 years. I think that was a concern with them as far as giving him the big dough that he got. But as far as what he brought to this team, it was out a question. He might have been, and this is hard for me to say, the most viable piece to the puzzle. And that's even Tannehill, who had to throw him the ball. But when he wasn't in the lineup, Derrick Henry wasn't as effective. But when he was in the lineup, everything worked to perfection, really, because of his way of breaking tackles and taking a short pass and turning it into a, you know, a home run hit, let alone him running by people making plays. So he was the playmaker. He was the key cog. They miss him a lot. They'll never admit that. But I think they were more with not paying a receiver that money and say, well, we need to get rid of this now where he's still valuable, and maybe we'll, you know, grow our own piece in the draft and get a, you know, a first-round pick who will never be A.J. Brown, at least at this point in time, who Burks is injured now with a toe injury. Right. But I think that's what they thought in this office. The office is really revolved around the King. But I would say it's a little different. You have to have that number one big play guy, and they're seeing the fruits of that.
You mentioned the Titans are dealing with injuries too, just like Washington is. And when you look at this game, what is it that you think the Titans are basically, you know, you watch a lot of film. What would they look at the film and say, you know what, we have an advantage in this against Washington?
Ooh, man. Well, you know, it's interesting because your strength, you know, your D-line with all those, you know, first-round guys, even though you have one piece missing, you know, against the Titans' offensive line, which they want to be a physical, run-dominant team. So if the Titans, they're going to try to impose their will, regardless if they can run, because that's the only way this offense will work, is the play-action pass with Tannehill. So they're going to force feed, and they will keep doing it and keep doing it until they can't stop. It doesn't even matter. And then they, you know, trying to get in third and three, third and four type situations and feel like they can win that way. So I think that's what they're going to do. It doesn't even matter what the strengths of the other team are. I think they'll try to double maybe not in this game, but maybe double McLaren, who I went to high school. We went to the same high school when they're at the same time.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. You both went to Cathedral in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Do you have a relationship at all?
Maybe they'll double
him.
Well, through his coach. His coach was actually my teammate. Yeah, we've only met one time. So, but yeah, no doubt though. You know, they're guys all over the place though, from my high school in Indianapolis, which is kind of amazing.
Hey, don't be bragging, bro. That's a little.
But, I mean, it's kind of amazing because Indiana's
no. Hey, bragging, JP. We got guys all over the place from my high school.
It's not bragging.
I'm not bragging, but I am proud about it. And when I say it's a handful of guys, but. I think that's the only way they can win. Really, they're going to run the football. They're going to try to play solid defense, stop the run and force the pass, and then maybe double someone who's impacting the game from a receiver position, they think they can then make the other players try to beat them and not the star player.
So, Blaine, let's ask this then, because obviously you watch a ton of the Titans. Carson Wentz last year playing for the Colts, that's a division rival. Wentz last year, the Colts lost both games to the Titans. One of the low-light reel plays of the season was Carson Wentz's left-handed interception out of the end zone for a pick six for the Titans for a game winner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened. What does Vrabel know how to do against Carson?
Attack him.
Oh.
Blitz him. Pressure him.
Right. They're going to pressure all of them. You know, I'm going to just say that I'm not a Carson, when you guys are watching him, I'm not an apologist, but at the same time, he was 27-7. When I say that, he had 27 touchdowns and 7 interceptions last season for the Colts. Now, what I can say that he tries to do, which I think is to a fault, he wants to win so bad he'll force things and then that ends up looking like something dumb. Like, he shouldn't have tried to throw the left hand pass. I'm molding intercepted the ball. All he should have done is just take the sack, take the two. It's not your fault. Live for another down. Take the Peyton Manning note. Hey, I'm going to just fall down. Hey, we'll live for another down. I'll get you, you know, in the long run. But he tries a little too hard, and I think sometimes that's a detriment. And I know he still has some of those habits, but 27-7 is not bad. It's just they came in critical moments that really cost them the game, at least against the Colts and against the Jaguars, as I watched the last game, which his offensive line was putrid in that game, and he shouldn't have tried to force anything. He should just fell down. I wouldn't have taken him. He fumbled a couple times. I watched that game. I'm like, the offensive line was horrible. I mean, absolutely horrible. I would have threw the ball in the dirt as soon as they snapped the ball. I'm not going to sit here. I don't even know Carson Wentz, but I think he's just a – like, if he was on a team that said, okay – like the Titans. And I think they're trying to do that at the Commanders now with you guys, is let's run the football and then let's kind of take it out of his hand and give him some pieces around him, and then I think he'll be okay. And that's still a building project right now. So I just think you got to be patient. It's hard because, you know, the platform is set that, you know, he's the guy that's been
DC
moved around
patience
twice.
Has run thin in D.C. We're no longer patient. Yeah. We've been waiting for a quarterback for years.
Right. How is he playing right now?
He's like a roller coaster.
So you mentioned
you're
the 20.
You're going to have some ups and you will go down.
You mentioned 27-7 was his TD-INT ratio last year. This year, through four games, it's already 8-5.
Yeah, that's not on the same track as he did with the Colts.
No.
That is not on the same track. So,
the difference is this, though. You look at the Colts and you look at them the way they used him. He didn't throw the ball 42 times a game.
No,
right
he
now,
did not.
Okay, so you look at that. He didn't throw it, but like 20-some times a game. Also, a lot of times he wouldn't throw a ball certain places. Now they are asking him to throw it over 40 times a game, and if he throws it over 40 times a game, you're going to find out that underhand Carson Wentz is going to become that guy throwing a lot of interceptions because he has five so far. He had about five or higher dropped already too.
Oh, my. Yeah, I think flipping that to Tannehill, I think that's what the league – says about Tannehill, and the Titans know that, and that's why he throws the ball only 25 times a game and they run the football. Because if he gets exposed, then all of a sudden, then 40 times a game is not going to be the recipe for them having success. And I think that's probably pretty much with most of the quarterbacks that are just solid, you know, starters in the NFL at quarterback. And they got to have a running game to help them out, man. It's just not going to happen. So, yeah, you got to be able to run the football. You can't have him throwing 40 times. I mean, he's not, you know, there's no Dan Marino guy type thrower. He's not that guy. That's for sure. And neither is Tannehill.
Right. Well said. Blaine, we really appreciate the time, man. It sounds
appreciate
like you
brother.
Expect the Titans to win this weekend.
Well, I always get nervous on games like this for the Titans because whenever they're expected to win, it just never plays out that way. And that's been pretty much even with Vrabel. So I get nervous with games like this because for whatever reason, teams like this are like on the cusp of, all right, is it going to go downhill after this, or do they get confidence and come out and play their best game all season? I mean, it never fails. So with, you know, who's up, who's down as far as injuries, you just never know. One of Carson Wentz gets, hot. The Titans haven't put up a lot of pressure. Dupree has been out, and Landry, the other pass rusher, is out for the season. ACL, he did it right before the regular season started at practice. So, I mean, if they don't get heat on them, maybe Carson Wentz has a good day. So, we all know anybody can be beaten in this league. So, I'm always optimistic that I
have you
see
watched this
best.
Offensive line of Washington playing to make that comment? If they don't get pressure. They're going to get pressure.
I know. The Titans look great against the Colts, but then the week before, they couldn't get any pressure on Derek Carr. I was like, well, dang. I thought the O-line for the Raiders wasn't very good. So, you know, you just never know in the NFL. Someday, some guys got their A game. Sometimes not, because, you know, you never know who's injured, who's playing with an injury, if they can play their best. So I'm always optimistic. They should win this game, but nothing is guaranteed in the National Football League.
All right, brother.
Nothing is guaranteed in the National Football League. Well said. Thanks very much for the time, Blaine. Appreciate it.
I mean,
that was four-time Pro Bowler for the Oilers, the Titans, and the Eagles. Blaine Bishop.
Yeah,
when we return,
Eagles, man.
Carson Wentz says it's not time to panic. And the Eagles. Pardon me. I think I said the Eagles.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
All right. When we come back, Carson Wentz says it's not time to panic. Do you agree? Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As if this Colts-Broncos game couldn't get more exciting, both teams' starting running backs won't be playing tonight. Jonathan Taylor, the all-world stud.
Take the under.
Take the under. Take the under is a good advice on Thursday Night Football anyway, but definitely.
I just look at the rushing stats of the Colts. Jonathan Taylor has 320-something yards rushing in 4 games. The next guy behind him is Matt Ryan with 12. The next guy behind Matt Ryan has 11. Then there's a guy with -3 and a guy with 3. So they have 23 yards rushing other than him. Take the under rushing, whatever, whoever's going to run the ball tonight, and take the underscore, and you can win some money. That's the B-Mitch FanDuel lock.
Listen to that. B-Mitch out here giving you locks.
Dude, how can you have a backup running back that doesn't even touch the football?
Well, I mean, when you've got a guy like Taylor and he's such a workhorse, maybe you want to make sure he keeps getting the ball.
But gets tired every once in a while. Dude, if I play 4 games today at 54 years old, I'm going to have more than 12 damn yards rushing in 4 games. Give me the ball one time a game, I'm going to have more than 12 yards.
How many yards does everybody not named Jonathan Taylor have for the Colts this season on the ground?
23 yards.
That is only 23 yards more than Landfill has this season. Is my math right on that, Landini?
Dude, that is crazy, man.
That's crazy.
Look at this. I'm looking at this. It was shocking. You know, my buddy was like, Jonathan Taylor is out. I was like, I haven't heard that. I was like, I better let me look this up because I'm up here talking about my FanDuel, so I got to know. Jonathan Taylor, 81 carries, 328 yards. Matt Ryan, 9 carries, 12 yards. Hines, I guess that's their running back, backup, 8 carries, 11 yards. Then they got Jackson, 2 carries, -3. And Doolin, 1 carry, 3 yards. That is awful, dude.
Matt Doolin's running the ball in Indy.
Ashton Doolin.
So Hines is more of a pass catcher. Hines can play a little bit. I believe they've also elevated Philip Lindsay off their practice squad. And Lindsay had some good games for, I believe he was on the Broncos a few years ago.
Yeah, he was on the Broncos, games. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, well, dude, Taylor's out for the Colts. But the kid Williams that played at Carolina with Sam Howell, he's out for the Broncos. So the Broncos only have Melvin Gordon to lean on, unless alien Russell Wilson can return to human being, Russell Wilson, and start making plays of his own. Because through four games, the alien has taken over. He's wearing green tuxedos and can't throw the ball to any receivers.
That's funny you call
that. Am I wrong? Alien. You've been watching? He looks like an alien.
He hasn't been the same. I don't think he looks like an alien. I just think that, you know, listen, man.
He acts like an alien.
When you're married to like a singer or a movie star, you begin to act different because all of them weird as hell anyway.
All right, I'd like to turn this to Carson Wentz, and I'd like to ask a specific question. So Carson Wentz, I don't think he's wrong saying this. Wentz basically says there's no sense of panic. There's no sense of chaos around here. We're going into week five. We know how we've played, and it wasn't up to our standards. But at the same time, I know everyone in that locker room has a ton of confidence. We've seen spurts of what we're capable of. We know the sense of urgency that there is, but there's no panic by any means.
I understand what he's saying, but this is what Carson Wentz don't understand. You're talking to some people who, before you rolled in town, the same ish was happening then. And you rolled in town and with your ish, and you look worse. The team looked worse than they were when the whole staff rolled in 2020. So when you say it's no sense of panic, who you think you're talking to? We know how we play. Hell, we know how you played too. And we know how you played in the past. No, you weren't here. But as I keep saying, when you roll in town, guess what you take on also? They're not going to just praise you. They're going to connect you to all the other stuff, especially when you play like you've been playing. So I don't think we're panicking. I don't think I've panicked. I think I've been a lot less harsh than I probably could be. But I got two
week
more weeks.
Week six. I can't wait to hear Beamish after
but
week
it,
six.
I mean, it's just going to be the truth. But the whole thing about it
Let
is.
Let me ask this. So week five is this weekend, obviously. Week six is going to be a
Thursday.
Short week Thursday night.
It's Thursday.
So do we get B-Mitch full send on Friday, or do you wait till Monday when I'm back in studio?
I think it would have to be if things don't go right, then I would have to lose my mind slightly on Friday, but have to like make sure I save some energy because I need to get through the weekend first. You know, I get through the weekend. Then I come in and I have to talk about it. It's just like, but for me, I understand that just a couple years ago, A-Rod said, relax. He spelled it out, R-E-L-A-X, relax. That's Aaron Rodgers. Carson Wentz, you don't have that same love. We don't like Aaron Rodgers for the most part, okay? But we know he can play damn good football. So when he says something like that, you say, okay, cool, cool, cool. A lot of people like you, but you haven't played football like Aaron Rodgers on a consistent basis. So I can't believe what you're telling me until you show me. So I can't believe nothing he says until he shows me. When he shows it, then I might listen. But right now, I'm basically saying, man, shut the hell up. Just go play ball. I don't want to hear him try to be no philosopher. See, I told you that whole team right now, everybody talks too much instead of performing.
It's tough because NFL quarterbacks are forced to hold weekly press conferences. Like, that's part of the gig. So he's going to get asked these questions. I don't think he's answered anything wrong.
We are not going to say the team, the guys, we're not trying to sit up here and whatever. But don't tell me. I'm a fan that's been around here a long time. And I'm one of the fans who tried to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you know what? You've been proving me right on the stuff I've been saying about you, too. So I'm trying to not go all in and say it was a damn mistake. But every week you do something that make me say, well, damn, what the hell? Why go get a guy and pay $28 million when he going to give you the same stuff that the guy that making $1 million give you?
Ron Rivera, earlier this week talking with me, said we've got to be realistic. Speaking about Carson, he needs to be realistic with what we have and what we're going to do. Not exactly a ringing endorsement. And then Carson, in his press conference yesterday, even acknowledged Patience only lasts so long.
And that's what he doesn't understand. When he signed the contract here, or well, when he got traded here, the patience was already gone. That's what he got to understand. There's no patience in this town anymore. Well, in that town, because I'm in another town.
Well, so B, yesterday I tweeted, Carson Wentz says he has to keep getting better and be more consistent. It wasn't my best, but that's the beauty of this league. You turn the page, and it's on to the next. This tweet got 48 replies, right? So plenty of replies. But I just got one this morning from a woman named Jeanette. And Jeanette replied, "Be nice to Carson," with an exclamation point. So I read it with emphasis. "Be nice to Carson. He's excellent." And that reply just kind of caught my eye. And I was like, huh. I get a lot of Twitter replies, but that one caught my eye. So I clicked on Jeanette's profile.
Who is she?
And wouldn't you know it, Jeanette is wearing an Eagles hat, and it says, "Fly, Eagles, fly," in her background. So I wonder, Lamphill, speaking on behalf of Eagles fans all over, do you think she's joking?
More than likely.
She might be.
I think she's being sarcastic as hell.
Either
she's being sarcastic or she made sure she didn't put that on the Eagles website because they would have cursed out if she was being serious.
I think what Carson's saying is right. It's the same thing Ron has said. Like, it's not time to panic. It's too early in the process. I hear you guys, and I'm with you.
But when is time to panic?
When is it? Right. So, when is it time?
So if they win tomorrow, I mean on this weekend, and then lose Thursday, is it time to panic? If they lose both of them, is it time to panic? If they don't win both games, I think it's time for panic.
Because one in five is absolutely time to panic.
JP, we started this season off with most saying they're going to be 9-8 or better. If they lose one of these games, they lost five games already in seven. If they lose one of them out of the next two. If they lose both of them, oh, all hell going to break loose. So if they lose one, we already are way away from what we thought. So why isn't it time to panic? Because the thing that you got to understand, when the stuff started happening wrong this year, we don't only look at this year. We look at 2 years ago. We look at last year. And then we start to scour the history and the track record of the head coach's performances. And then all that stuff about, oh, he played better in the second half, you throw that crap out the window. Because that's time to panic. Because historically, his results are normally average. And then historically, the quarterback results are normally average. So if things start going wrong again in 2 weeks, we'll have nothing to do but panic. So
one in five, they got two games in the next week. Like, man, 8 days from now, you and I will be on the radio, and they'll have played two games.
If they go one and five,
full panic.
Before we have Vodka Red Bull Friday, Scotty's going to have to show up.
We're going to need you, Scotty.
He's going to have to show up one day during the week, and we're going to just do it.
8 days from now, if they've lost two games, full panic, and that means everything is on the table. Everything. 8 days from now, if they've gone 2-0, they'll be at 500, and we're charting the course for the wild card. Yeah. A lot to be determined. We're going to figure out exactly what full panic means when we come back. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Start NFL Week 5 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same-game parlays are a perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. You can build your own same-game parlay, but you know what? You can't put Jonathan Taylor in it because he won't be playing. You got to go with Nyheim Hines, and I think you go with the under yards. I don't know if he's going to get there. Russell Wilson, I think you go with the overpassing yards. And Matt Ryan to throw an interception? Hell, you could go with Matt Ryan overpassing because he's going to be throwing the ball a lot because they don't have Jonathan Taylor. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code Brian if you don't already have an account. If you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in and see what you've got. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. 3+ legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max free bet is $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, I'm talking about football, and I don't think Dan affects the play on the field.
Be it. I'm talking about football, too.
I'm just saying, it's like, when I start talking about the actual play on Sunday, Dan don't ever come to my mind. Now,
I'm with you. But if we're talking about organization.
Yeah, but setting the tone, yes, he comes to my mind. But what's going to happen on Sunday? I'm thinking about all these people that really act like they're so close, they got to stop lying to themselves. Because they ain't lying to me. I don't believe it. I can watch a game and tell you, you ain't nowhere close. And it's not just three or four plays. Let's be real. It's not three or four plays here or there. Because the three or four plays that blew it open was a direct result of all the other 10, 15 plays that you screwed up on. So until you're truthful with yourself, because when they sit here and tell us this over and over again, I think they're trying to make themselves believe it, not us, because we ain't buying it. I've been on enough good teams and enough bad teams to know when I'm hearing a bunch of crapola.
Crapola, served warm over ice cream.
Nah, you don't eat the crapola.
So, don't eat the crapola. Life lesson number one.
Yeah.
I got a stat for you.
What's that?
Saquon Barkley has more rushing yards than all of the Commanders. All of them.
You know why? Because as soon as we go down 2 points, 1 point, 3 points, we start throwing the ball.
He also has more rushing yards than, I believe it's 21 NFL teams, including the Titans coming to town with King Henry.
How many damn yards Saquon got? 400 or something?
463 through four
in four
games.
God. Oh.
That's pretty good.
Well, is he back? Yes. But see, you don't have to hear him saying, I'm back. You watch it, and he's back. I keep hearing
what does
people
Rev T
tell
say?
Me,
march with me.
March with me. But I keep hearing, see, this is the thing. When people keep telling me how good they are and all the good things they're doing, I want to do is look at what you're doing on the field, and I can tell you. When you have to say it verbally, you normally basically are trying to cover up what you're not doing. Saquon Barkley right now, based off of the average, he could average almost 2,000. He's going to get 2,000 some yards rushing this year.
So, B, real quick before I jet here, I want to tell you something. That you always tell me to be smart and act like a grown-up, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm about to have a different flying experience than I've ever had. as I head down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It leaves from the other airport at Dulles, if you get what I'm saying.
The problem.
So, yeah, I have made a point.
And signature.
To, yes, I've consumed no beans today. I'm trying to really streamline my stomach so that I am prepared for this flying experience. I took a Pepto, kind of a just-in-case situation. I want to really lock it in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is there any other advice you have for me before before we get wheels up here?
Act like you've been there.
Well, hell, hopefully nobody's listening, or they'll know I haven't.
I'm just saying, dude. You know, don't go on the plane and be like, wow. Just you've been there before. Just walk in, kick your feet up like, this is my place.
I got it.
You got it. My buddy gonna be down there. I told Jeff that you probably. I thought that's where you were going. I was gonna tell Jeff, my buddy Jeff Tate, that you would be down there. He's a big Alabama backer.
Give him my number.
I'll give him your number.
Innisfree tomorrow. Okay, cool. We're gonna be at Innisfree tomorrow with our boy Tripp. Should be a wild time. Here's the last question I'm gonna ask you because we talked about.
Yeah, tell Tripp. I say thank you for the invite. I knew I couldn't make it this time.
Okay. You were in Vegas. Now
I wouldn't have been if I was going to Alabama. No, I'm lying. I'll be in Vegas.
Yeah, this is like your season-long golf tournament. But
yeah,
real question for you. 8 days from now, they'll have played two games. Their record, no matter what happens, I'm going to ignore ties for the sake of the conversation. Their record's either going to be 3-3, 2-4, or 1-5. We both agree. If it's 1-5, it's full panic mode. What does that mean?
What does what mean? Full panic?
Full panic mode. What does it mean to you if they get to full panic mode? Here's what I want to do. B. Mitch is going to answer that question. What does full panic mode mean for these Washington Commanders? And we will open these phone lines up first time today.
And what do you think should happen if we're in full panic mode?
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Also, quickly, B, because I know you got Bleep You Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Can't wait.
You and I, everybody knows that NBC Sports Washington has been sold to Monumental, and it's going really well, but when you have to do that stuff, you have to make some transitions with, like, you know, work HR type of stuff. Yeah. And part of that is 401ks and such. You know what I mean? Like, that's the world we all live in. Everybody's got a 401k. So I had to log in and look at my 401k because I got to get ready to switch it out to the new company and all these things.
Yeah.
Bleep you to the stock market or whoever's in charge, because if you can avoid looking at your 401k right now, I very much recommend you do so because it's taking a beating right now.
Don't look at your 401k right now. Cause you might
don't do it,
cut,
man.
You might
don't
cut somebody.
It.
Yeah. my buddy Jerry.
Phone lines open.
Jerry told me, "Don't look at it. I'm not looking."
Phone lines open when we return. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.